This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Common Council will hear the second reading of an ordinance tonight to prohibit alcohol in city parks. The police department proposed the ordinance, and if approved, it would go into effect till March 31st of next year. The mayor is also expected to update the community on the search for a new city manager. The city council interviewed four finalists for the job last week. Current city manager Mark Roloff will retire at the end of December. The council is also expected to direct city staff to excuse parking tickets that were issued to early in-person voters and also cancel its meeting scheduled for Christmas Eve. The search is now officially on for the next chancellor of UW-Oshkosh. Current Chancellor Andy Levitt announced this fall that he's resigning as chancellor but plans to stay on at the school teaching. The State Board of Regents now has put together a search committee. Thanksgiving is coming up Thursday. In addition to state, federal, and local offices being closed, there'll be no bus service that day, garbage collection, or waste drop-off. Page 2, it's hard to believe, but the annual Celebration of Lights returns for its 23rd season. The Celebration of Lights is back again this year at the EAA grounds. Last year, it drew a record 22,000 vehicles. The displays will open up on Friday night and will run through December 31st. The coldest air of the season so far is on its way. High temperatures this weekend will be in the mid-20s starting on Friday and extending into early next week. Gasoline prices are down just in time for the Thanksgiving travel weekend, averaging $2.76 a gallon at Oshkosh area stations. And here's something to look forward to next spring. The Downtown Business Improvement District, along with the City Parks Department, have planted 1,200 tulip bulbs in the Grand Opera House Square. Should be beautiful. Turning to sports, Oshkosh West boys basketball team will open their season this weekend with the Steve Randall Memorial Classic. West plays Lures Academy on Saturday night. And the Herd is coming back to town. They have two games scheduled for this weekend. That's a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're back again next week. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.